Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And good day, Southern California. Welcome to the Astrology Hour. Today's topic is on the age of Aquarius and events leading to possible occurrences and experiences that we might sense or expect as we make the final vibrational shift. I noticed in the news last night, the news was covered with astrology, Nostradamus, UFOs, and holistic health. When the regular radio stations start looking like KFOX, we know we're there. So I think this is a hint or a possible symptom that maybe the age of Aquarius is upon us, hence the topic. And I am doing the Sabian symbols today. If you have your degree of rising handy, then in lieu of a personal question or a general question, you can ask me about the essence vibration of your degree of rising, which should be a lot of fun. Special thanks to Michael McDonald for the use of his intro music, Sweet Freedom, from the movie Running Scared. Before we jump into this topic here, I'm going to read a letter that I got yesterday because I think it's important. It's about birth and abortion and such, and it's from Aries Leo, Leo Lisa in Long Beach. And, you know, a lot of times I like to appear open-minded and flexible without being totally stubborn and arrogant. So let's take a look at what Lisa's opinion of the birth process is, and maybe we can all gain from that. And Lisa says, when we are on the other plane awaiting birth into this world, the cosmic maternal web is being woven on the non-physical plane before the actual conception of the embryo occurs. In metaphysics, we know that a pregnancy lasts not 9 months, but 12 months due to the above-mentioned process. Of course, time is not relative on the other plane, but in human terms, this is pretty accurate. We also recognize that the soul picks their parents and situations as well. This brings me to the issue of abortion and miscarriage, sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and other situations where an individual seemingly leaves this plane prematurely. I've noticed several times over the years that you are very opinionated in this issue, Farley, of abortion as you see this as a tampering of the God force, etc. You are missing something, underlined. What is happening is you are applying a purely physical event to a metaphysical one, and the two just don't mix in this recipe. Remember that life is ongoing prior to and during placement in the womb, and the time needed for each soul is indeed different and tailored exclusively to them. Not every soul is coming back for a complete cycle for reasons known only to them and the universe. Maybe, for instance, a Venus being, which I don't understand, that was my added, can take only a small dosage at first of the Earth in the physical human body before they take the big plunge. On the other hand, an Earth being may require only a short time before their Earth time or assignment, if you will, is complete. This would apply to the other above-mentioned occurrences. I think it important that you be aware of this, Farley, as you are unconsciously imposing guilt on more than a few listeners who hang on your every word, as I tend to do, until, of course, you make a very unenlightened statement such as those mentioned in this correspondence. I love people as you do, Farley. I know you are not on the airwaves to cause any dark feelings for these people, and I think your personal opinion is sometimes highly unethical in matters such as these. Do not chastise those who have gone where you have never ventured, Farley. Also, please give those of us who employ the tarot to aid us in helping others a little break, Farley. We love you as well as respect and use astrology as a wonderful and powerful tool. And though I speak for a small number as I don't know everyone who practices professionally, I certainly think you are rather harsh and most unfairly so. There certainly is enough good to go around if you allow others to be helped in the ways that are best for them. All right, this letter is hardcore, right? Okay, why turn people off to others who are also beings of light? True, there are charlatans in tarot as in astrology and practically every field known to man, but not everyone. I only hope this letter reaches you and you find it some food for thought and growth as well. Isn't it nice to grow together? My triple fire sun and double Libra sun send their love as well. In light and love, Lisa Long Beach. And there, Lisa, just to show you, I'm not as much of a harsh, arrogant, selfish, stubborn, egotistical person than I think I am. I'd like to share this information because I think it is important, and I think that some of your comments in this letter are very valid concerning a very complicated issue metaphysically, abortion and miscarriage. So, never ever claiming to be the final expert in anything, it is sad that some people do take what I say as the bottom line, and I keep reiterating, don't do that. You know, the purpose of the Astrology Hour is to promote open-mindedness in the search for further truth. I'm not claiming to be the expert or the final expert of the Messiah in any issue, and that's why I sort of reach out to people for them to open their mind and find the answer within their own hearts. And these are the kind of letters I need to get from my teachers who are listening to help me understand life on Earth. That's why when I get a letter that is so important like this, I will read it on the air and take up a few minutes to do that. I just hope that Lisa is listening, so she probably got the chills when I read her letter, maybe never expecting me to do that. Now, let's get on with some astrological metaphysical radio. Now, lots going on, isn't it? You know, like a lot of people are in pain. A lot of people are freaking out, a lot of nervousness. Today, some people think is the day that the world's going to come to an end. And even though there is a mild earthquake watch, while Venus is opposed Saturn and Uranus, and this is a long transit. This is a long transit, although Venus is typically not the planet to trigger earthquakes. Mars and Jupiter typically are. And Mars, frankly, is in a wonderful aspect. It's not in anything negative right now or the rest of the month. In fact, it's coming up to trine Pluto later this month. So I'm not worried. I'm not leaving. I'm not moving, although I was a little nervous last night with all the hype about the quake. Had a little trouble sleeping. We will note that Venus will be opposed Uranus all the way from today up to and including through the 28th of this month. And the Venus-Uranus opposition may trigger a quake in California, but I don't think it's going to be a serious one. Maybe 4 or 5 the most, 6 maybe, tops. I've been saying all along I don't expect a Nostradamus-type quake where people are actually killed. So, you know, that's not the type of thing we want to manifest. And see, Venus will be retrograde for quite some time, and it'll back into Gemini, and then it'll go back into Cancer again in August. So once again, Venus will be opposed. Actually, Saturn and Uranus already backed into Sag during much of July. So there's actually more of an earthquake watch during July, the hot time of the year, which heat seems to also trigger quakes, than any other time as far as including now. So there will be a strong earthquake watch in California in July. So if you want to be nervous about July. All right. And, you know, a lot of things are going on. Frankly, I used to be the type of person that would wait around and think, when's the new age going to come? Is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? Whenever you see things going on, like this thing that's going on with Nancy Reagan is very important. I'll tell you something. I really believe that this woman does have her eccentricities, of course, but I do believe she means well. It's funny how a lot of people do a lot of good. Like Nancy Reagan has made a war on drugs, and a lot of people don't remember that. They prefer to look at Don Regan's book and see the astrology part and try to put her down for that. But the thing is that I think it's part of Nancy Reagan's mission in life. And she might get just as angry as I do about people that would try to hurt her or her husband or her family or whatever. She's a very protective lady. But I think that it may be part of her mission in life to trigger and to catalyze an interest in New Age and metaphysical thought. And it may be coming down rather severe on the First Lady and the President. But I want you to know that I have never seen astrology and metaphysics so blatant in the news and in the papers and in the magazines like it is now. A lot of people are starting to think, wow, if the First Lady is looking at this stuff, then she must feel it works. You don't reach the highest office in the land as the wife of the president without using some kind of cycle or pattern. So what if she used an astrological edge and she consulted an astrologer when the president should sign his candidacy for this office? I mean, let's face it, Reagan, who may not be one of the more best-liked presidents throughout history, has done things that are seemingly impossible. He was governor of this state for so long. He became president for a long time, you know. And he's made a lot of mistakes, he's had a bad rep, but something's going good for him. So obviously the proof is in the pudding. Sure, I really do believe that Nancy and Ronald Reagan have definitely used astrology and metaphysics to help them in their lives, and just look at the success they've had. Only an ignorant person would sit there and say, well, how do you prove astrology works? And I'll say, well, look at the Reagans. They obviously used it, and it's coming out now a little bit more publicly, even though it's been well known in California through the papers and the press. For many years, for many decades. I mean, I've seen articles on Reagan and astrology many times in the paper, and suddenly it's making national news like it's a big deal, like it's a new beginning. Well, you know, with Saturn conjuncting Uranus right now, and with Venus going opposed that, you better believe this is a big test for astrology and metaphysics. And all you New Age heralds out there, all you people out there that have been asking me what to do with your career and what to do with your relationships. We keep telling you a lot of you are teachers and people that are meant to help guide us into the light and into the new age. And now suddenly a lot of people are turning to you as saying, hey, aren't you into astrology? Now, how many of you out there have suddenly been getting taps on the shoulders from friends and acquaintances in the office or where you work because they know you're, quote, maybe an astrology fanatic You listen to this show, you've got your chart done, and finally, because it's in the paper so much, they're saying, hey, don't you listen to that guy, Farley? Aren't you into this stuff? What's going on? What's it all about? How do I get my chart done? A lot of my listeners, I want to thank a lot of my listeners, people like Avery Torres and people out there that have connections in the media that have actually gotten the stories. I understand with Pasadena Press and New Magazine that's coming out and articles in the Herald and the Times. And these are the type of referrals that we need to promote astrology and metaphysics and New Age thought. I think this type of publicity, no offense to Shirley MacLaine because I love her, but all the time she's tried to make headway in this area, she's gotten put down so harshly so many times. And suddenly, President Nancy Reagan is on a level where Shirley is, right, where she's into astrology and metaphysics, and people are trying to put her down. Isn't it funny that people are always trying to put down those that are light bearers? And I always use the example of Christ, for example, or any famous martyr throughout history. Whenever someone comes around with a good idea, a little truth, a little love, a little life, then right away we try to kill them and put them away. It's like we don't want to know the sacred knowledge. Let's crucify this person. Nancy Reagan's into astrology. Let's crucify her. It's like, come on. For a change, maybe there'll be such a mass acceptance suddenly of things, of something like astrology and metaphysics, where a person like Carl Sagan will sit down with one of the best astrologers, right? And even though this man is so publicly known, maybe we can sit down and help really read things about him that no one could know and help open his mind a little bit. There's so much negative press and negative propaganda throughout the years. Part of it is due to the sun sign astrology. I like sun sign astrology. It's fun. It's entertainment for me. But it really isn't the real astrology. The real astrology comes in planetary analysis that's in the natal chart at birth that includes the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And that is why so many people are turned off to astrology, because what they read in the paper is just not right. It's not accurate. See, what Nancy Reagan is talking about is that she has charts on the president. And when she calls this woman Joan Quigley in Sacramento, what goes on up there is Joan is looking at the president's chart and looking at Nancy's chart more than just being an Aquarius or whatever sign that Nancy would be. Reagan is an Aquarius. She's looking at all of his planets. And I saw a very intelligent woman last night, Channel 13 KCOP News, who was talking about the aspects of charts and how important it is to respect people that are into astrology, because they have gained an edge and an insight about energies and vibrations that affected them. It's like if your child was going to have surgery, this is what she said, or your country might be on the brink of a war, or you had a problem in your family or your life, wouldn't you like to know every possibility? Wouldn't you consult an astrologer to try to find out when the best time to have surgery, or whether or not to make a certain decision if you were president concerning a nuclear war? I would like my president to have access to every possible vibrational effect of any issue, and he can always make the choice himself. See, one thing about astrology is astrologers and astrological insight is not something where you are forced to make a choice. You are always shown the choice clearly, and then it is up to you to make that free will choice. See, so astrology actually clarifies any picture by looking into it. What bothers me is that so much propaganda and so much prejudice has been spread about this science, astrology. Astrology, actually the lord of the Aquarian ethic. Part of the age of Aquarius, when we are sure that the age of Aquarius has finally been locked into this planet and the consciousness of this planet has shifted, will be the worldwide acceptance and respect of astrology as a humanistic, behavioralistic, vibrational, cosmic science. And once we get to a point where we can accept astrology and it's in our schools and we have teachers and we have a whole career segment of astrologers out there helping people and guiding them, then we will know that astrology and the age of Aquarius has definitely come into synchronization with this planet's vibration. And we will then know that there is hope for this world, because the choices of the Aquarian shift, something like this that has happened, is like an Aquarian effect, because the Nancy Reagan thing was an overnight effect. Suddenly publicity came out about her in astrology, and overnight all of America is beating about it. They're all humming about it, right? Well, that's an Aquarian effect. Another Aquarian effect would be a sudden shock, like an accidental nuclear war. I hate to tell you that, but I've talked many times before of the choice of the Aquarian age is either serve or suffer, and it's sudden. It's a shocking, quick shift. And this is a tremendous opportunity for those of you that have been absorbing all this light and love and knowledge to finally open yourself to people. You know, people right now are looking for guidance, along with this news that is hitting the radio, the television, and the newspaper and magazine waves. Millions of people are rebirthing in the light right now. Millions of people are looking for guidance, and millions of people, hundreds of millions of people, are looking to get their charts done. They want to know more about it. What they see on the news with Ted Koppel or Dan Rather, anybody, is not going to give them their answer. A lot of them are going to make the choice to get their charts done and find out for themselves. Look into astrology for themselves. If Nancy Reagan and President Reagan can do it, then why can't they? You know, there's too much suffering on this planet. There's so many people that are in pain, suffering, hurting emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually, that when they see people like the Reagans turn to astrology and lessen some of the pain in their lives, one of the things Don Reagan said in his book was that Nancy asked the president to keep his head down during the Iran-Contra affair and don't say anything. Stay down. Don't do any public appearances. When Reagan was trying to get him out there, maybe to possibly put his major foot in his mouth and get himself in trouble and possibly cause an impeachment. But no, the president laid back because that's what the astrologer advised. And he came out of that Iran-Contra affair, frankly, I think pretty much unscathed. So you got to believe that a lot of the methods they use, as far as following their personal astrological cycles, have obviously and validly helped them. And I don't think any skeptic out there, any media skeptic, Ted Koppel or whatever, can actually argue with that. Because the proof is in the pudding. Whether Reagan's made mistakes or not, along with his mistakes, he is clearly a successful president. He's made it through two terms. He's done a lot for the nation. He's turned the economy around in many ways. And he's helped us stay out of a major war, you know, which could have very easily happened many places on this planet. Of course, he's got Saturn in Taurus, major lesson in life, money, and he's overspent a little bit on defense. Maybe one day this country will need that. You know, so yeah, there's a lot of things going on. And when the Aquarian shift takes, you'll all know what's happening, because suddenly, more than curiosity and more than skepticism or debate, suddenly the validity and the essence of metaphysics and New Age thought, along with astrological awareness, will become quite obvious. And then things like armament and like war and like political struggles and competition and selfishness will finally become issues that we can tackle and work on and remove from this planet and head into a golden age of peace and freedom on this planet. And that's what Aquarius is all about. Don't you understand, Pisces, although a very spiritual vibration, which has been affecting us for the last 2,000 years, the age of religion is what the age of Pisces is, this vibration is dissipating, and people's awareness levels are being changed. The Aquarian vibration is a vibration of clarity. So a lot of our levels of intuition are also being plugged into levels of wisdom from our higher self and from past lives, and the sacred truths are coming to the surface, and the planet is starting to deal with them. That's why astrology is in the news. And maybe there is some extraterrestrial activity going on. It's time to open our minds up and find out about this stuff. It's all part of the New Age growth. That's why people might laugh at you and say, oh, you listen to the Astrology Hour. Oh, what a bunch of hokum. What are you listening to that to? What are you listening to that for? Maybe in 10 years, somebody might remember the Astrology Hour as a monolith, as a beacon of love and light that affected Los Angeles in the 80s and the 90s, and that helped thousands of teachers rebirth and prepare for this amazing New Age cycle we're about to go in. We're entering it right now. So this is not an accident. And my name is Farley Malaris. You are listening to a show that's been on the radio in Southern California going on 5 years. Imagine you finally tuned into it, right? Some of you have been listening that whole time. This is the Astrology Hour, also known as Astrological Metaphysical Radio, weekdays at 12 noon on KFOX 93.5 FM. The show today is on the age of Aquarius. You know, there's been a lot of gloom and doom prophesied throughout history and all through the Bible and with Nostradamus. I mean, if Nostradamus's predictions do come true, I want to get off this planet. Let me tell you, woo! Some of the things that guy says about Earth, I don't want that to happen or manifest. And one of the problems is that because people are so powerful, because we are all part and parcel to the God force that exists in this universe, meaning that our brains, our minds, our souls are plugged into the essence of the creative process in this universe, which I refer to as the God force. And I know some of your philosophies may be religious. I'm not detracting from your religious philosophies. I do just believe that people are like children of God and that they create, and what they believe to be true can manifest. And when a guy like Nostradamus is out there predicting a devastating quake for the new city, which is not Los Angeles, it's more a city in Japan or a city in New York or Germany. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a major quake affect Japan, New York, or Germany coming up this next couple weeks, more than L.A. So, actually, I do feel that when somebody comes out and says things, you know, like the revelation, the apocalypse, and earthquakes, and we believe that, then it'll help manifest. If the whole world believes one thing, like the Giants are going to destroy the Broncos in the Super Bowl, bam, they do it. And everybody believes the Lakers will destroy the Celtics in the championship, bam. You know, they're already destroying everybody. It's funny how people's minds will help sway the vibration of things in life. That's why we got to get everybody's head on a positive, affirmed, peaceful, loving path. And Vibration's like, there's not going to be a quake in Los Angeles. Nobody wants to die yet. We all want to live in a happy island of paradise in this city. It's a beautiful city. This is a gorgeous city. We have 10 million people in this city, and except for a few gangs and some violence here and there, it's not such a bad city to live in. A little smog here and there, but we have a lot of fun in Los Angeles, you know? And I prefer to have a shift into the Aquarian Age. My mission in life, possibly, is to help change some of this hearsay and some of this negative doomsday prophecy we've heard. When I went through astrology school, my teachers were into this doomsday stuff. And by 1988, frankly, the world was already supposed to be destroyed, but we're not destroyed yet. How many times through history have people said, it's the end of the world, it's the end of the world? If anything, it's always the end of the world as we know it. If you think people in the 1800s were ready for what was going to happen in the 1900s, then I definitely think that, in their opinion, it was probably the end of the world as they knew it in 1900, when the age of Aquarius started to shift in with the age of technology and the Industrial Revolution. So if anything, it's the end of the world as we know it, but I don't believe people are going to die. I don't believe there's going to be a devastating war, devastating quakes. If anything, the Earth is going through a rebirth, and we as its inhabitants, and tightly bound to the etheric web of the entity soul of this planet, are also experiencing rebirths, mentally, spiritually, philosophically, and emotionally. And a lot of that has to do with a consciousness shift. You know, some of the best teachers out there in the New Age, it bothers me that they're out there talking about all this gloom and doom. We, as participants and as terminals of the God force, can change this and meditate love and light on this planet. We could turn it all around. Anything is possible. Miracles are possible. Believe in miracles. They can happen. But all these people are out there thinking so much about death and tragedy and catastrophe and destruction and Holocaust that that's why they manifest. You know, so the Aquarian choice is either a peaceful sudden change or a violent sudden change. And as New Age Herald teachers, New Age Heralds, those of us that assume this role have the responsibility to try to manifest love and light and positive affirmation and awareness on this planet, to protect and nurture the planet and its inhabitants, and to guide us into this age of enlightenment, this age of Aquarius, of clarity, of pure humanitarianism, of technology for the sake of the people, number one and only priority as far as why technology is created, and now an age of family of man, of sharing, of generosity, of humility, of compassion, and let go of all these feeble, competitive, selfish vibrations we've been holding on to for so long that have been so damaging. So you're darn right I'm glad this stuff came out about the Reagans. This is all part of it. Just wait till you hear what more is going to come out. All kinds of people that have been into astrology, world leaders. You know, I've heard the other day Gaddafi was into watching Three Stooges movies. Hey, surprised he didn't make the national news with that. That's something for him. Maybe he has a place somewhere in his heart where he likes to sit down and have a good laugh by American comedians. So what? You know, there's hope for that guy too, maybe. He's part of it. All right, good topic today. The Age of Aquarius. And we are ready to go to the phones. We're going to be here on KFOX today, Tuesday, traditionally until 2 o'clock when I talk to about 50 or 60 people on the phone. The lines are booked right now. Let's go to Catherine, the Gemini with Leo rising on line 2. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Farley.
How are you?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All this news about astrology, it's pretty heavy, huh?
Just wonderful.
You know, I figured with all this publicity, what people are doing is they're reaching for any astrologer they can get. You know, like, they know people that have personal astrologers, so a lot of astrologers are making the news right now. Some beginners, in fact, not some of the regulars, but interesting time, at least, in world history.
Wonderful.
What can we do for you?
Yes, I'd like to know my purpose in life.
Okay, where's your north node and sign and degree?
North node is 24 degrees.
Yes.
Virgo in a second.
Okay, part of
28 degrees Virgo in the second.
Okay, your purpose in life is connected with service and also connected with health for yourself and others, and issues concerning generosity financially, philanthropy financially, and understanding budgeting and money situations and help turning that around to help other organizations and people that are in need.
Okay, what about all those trines on my Neptune?
Well, that makes you very spiritual and possibly very intuitive and psychic, but the north node of the moon has a lot more to do with what your mission is before you can pass on to your next life experience.
So my mission is healing and money?
I would say healing, yeah, and financial understanding, or maybe affecting the economic system some way with barter or whatever, philosophies, maybe writing a book somewhere about that or something.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Welcome. Okay, let's go to Karen on line three, a first-time caller who is Aquarius with Sag rising. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Carly.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How long have you been listening?
Well, off and on, probably about 3 years. My roommate is in love with you, so she listens every day.
In love with me?
Yeah, she's a Leo with the same rising sign as you.
Sounds pretty intense.
Yes.
She goes, oh, my Farley's on now. What's her name?
Her name is Ruth.
All right, tell her. Is she listening?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Ruth. Okay, what can we do for you?
I'd like to get a general scan.
Mm-hmm.
If possible.
Are you into relationships right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you considering marriage?
No.
No? Okay. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Are you heterosexual or gay?
Gay.
Okay. That's why I like to clarify that. You are shown some dramatic power surge in your relationships this month. In other words, this month and next month could be very enjoyable in that area. And you're also shown financial and spiritual gains at the same time. So you look like your chart is very romantic, very money-oriented, and very spiritual for the next 40 to 50 days. Congratulations, okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Patty on line four, who is a Gemini, double Gemini supporter. Hi, Patty.
Hello, you beacon of love and light.
Yeah, you should say, I got a message the other day on my answering machine, I guess after that abortion show we did. She goes, Farley, you have a big ego, and I am a member and a listener, and I'm not going to listen anymore. Goodbye. And I thought, well, you know, talk about, you know, no prisoners, no mercy. And then I got this letter from Kim, and I thought, well, I guess, you know, usually one letter represents the thoughts of many. So I figured we'd read this because I learned something from it.
That's very interesting.
Lisa Kim, did you hear the letter?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I thought it's an interesting philosophy.
Yeah.
I mean,
who knows?
Who knows what's going on out there, you know?
Yeah, well, so you don't want to know how I did on the pyramid.
Which pyramid? Oh, yeah.
$100,000 pyramid.
Uh-oh.
I won.
You won $100,000?
No, not yet. That comes later.
And you're still giving me a piece of it, huh?
You're getting Tuesday, which was, the AD came out and he looked at me and he goes, you're glowing. It was the monitor was facing me and giving me this glow, but that's what he thought.
Who's the AD? The associate director. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, so you're going to have to watch the show. There are so many cosmic coincidences on it that will make you laugh.
Did you win a lot on Tuesday?
I was on all 5 days.
Yeah.
I was fabulous. I didn't win so much money, but I sure got a lot of stuff.
Oh, really?
I got stuff for me.
Well, when do you go for the 100,000?
Well, that's, you know, like the, if someone beats my time or whatever, it's sort of like we're talking maybe July, August.
Yeah, well, in case people don't know Patty, she's the one who called me once down and out financially, and I predicted a financial surge, and you went, oh, right,
yeah.
You know, and then you called me back and said, well, I'm on the pyramid, and we're winning, so.
Well, at the time, I was more concerned about my love life, which, you know.
Yeah, sorry about that, Patty.
Yeah, money, oh, what's that, you know?
Really?
You said, oh, yeah, I see lots of money, and I went, yeah, but what about my love life, So I don't really remember what I won. You picked day four. It's funny because I'm caller four today.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have to watch the show on May 31st.
Okay.
Channel 9, 8:30.
Okay.
And watch me. It's too funny. You'll enjoy. There's a lot of coincidences on the show. And I got one of the.
It's 4:30, you said?
8:30.
Oh, 8:30. Okay. And
there's a Lakers game.
100,000 pyramid. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody will be watching now.
Yeah, and watch me. There were guides around me. I tell you, I got one of the answers without a clue. Guy goes, he says, it's and I went, culture? And I won, you know. And Dick Clark goes, ooh-wee-oo.
Did you tell Dick about the astrology prediction of you being
you know,
there?
When I get on there, I turn into such a wacko. I was, like, so silly and just, you know, ha ha ha.
Way to go.
More stuff. Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, Patty, I have a lot of people on the lines right now. Is there something I can help you with?
No, I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, okay.
And to tell you to watch it. And as soon as I see how much money I made, I'll send you my 10%. I wanted to let people know how important it is to support the beacons of love and light, the people that, you know, I consider you the Church of Farley in a way.
Oh, no.
Well, it is, you know, in its way, in the way I am religious, the mm-hmm. show supports me, and so I want to say if you support what supports you, it's sort of like my own personal IRA is to give back to the universe what it gives to me.
Thank you, Patty.
Sure, bye-bye.
And good luck, too.
Thanks.
I hope you win the big money.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's fun to be rich if you get there, right? Let's go to Linda now on line five, the Gemini Leo rising. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent.
Great. Gosh, where do I begin here?
Do you feel a lot of the tension in the air lately, too?
A lot.
Can you believe that? A lot of people I know have been going through so many weird changes.
Yes.
Surgery and health things and dental things and accidents and insurance. It's like people are turning around going, why are we doing this to ourselves? Let's get rid of all this sugar and stuff. All this dairy products. Okay.
Right.
So what can we do for you? Everywhere you go, there's dairy products, right? Cheese here, yogurt here, cottage cheese, you know, milk, milkshakes, ice cream. It's like you turn around and go, what are they trying to do? Kill us or something?
Really?
Such a tease, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
It's like sex. Okay, so what can we do for you? Not quite.
Well, basically, I'm just kind of in a strange place right now. I'm unemployed, and I'm basically an entertainer, and I can't seem to line anything up for me. I've been auditioning, and nothing seems to be happening for me right now.
What degree is your Leo rising?
Oh, gosh. See, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you had some luck recently, like this last year, or did you just come out of it?
Oh, yes, this last year. No, I have.
Any major movies or anything?
No, not movies, but I've been, you know, I just got back from a touring situation. I was with a band. And
which band?
And it was great. Well, it's not anything major. It was a top 40 thing that I was doing.
Oh, really?
But right now, for the past 6 weeks, I haven't been able to get anything together. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, I'm just kind of in a strange space right now. It's like nothing is falling, you know.
Yeah, well, the desire is there, you know what I mean?
The desire,
like, you're real anxious right now to get something going. It's right now, it's like a karma. Oh, you do have some Virgo. Okay, what's going to happen is Jupiter in your 10th right now, moving in Taurus. You're going to have a Jupiter trine Jupiter within the next 60 days. Mm-hmm. So you are shown the best surge of your life and career. Remember that last girl who called? Mm-hmm. I told her she was shown a lot of money and she got in a $100,000 pyramid and she's been on for weeks.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're shown a similar thing where you are shown quite a role and all it takes is a little confidence for you and a little hard work to help manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give you a date. You got a pen?
Yes.
This transit will peak for you when Jupiter is 22 Taurus,
mm-hmm.
and that's the entire month of July with emphasis on July 10th.
Okay.
So I would think preparation along those lines for this month, May and June, when this could be triggered actually at any time,
mm-hmm.
and you could find yourself really hopping by June and July, okay? I'm sorry, I meant June is when it's peaking. Did I say July?
Yes.
June is when it peaks, so it's imminent. It's June 10th to 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to call me back and confirm this for me when something big does happen.
Okay.
You are also shown a little, you know, rest after a while because you're shown like some kind of tour or performance, and then you are shown coming down from that for a while and then resuming more activities around New Year's, January and February of 89.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of how your life works, though, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
And so call me and let me know what happens so we can come to this preview screening or whatever.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Great, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Let's go to Pat now, Capricorn, Aries rising. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Sally. How are you? This is kind of a general question in a way, but it's not. It's on Venus going retrograde. I have three friends who are going into business, and they will actually open their business when Venus is retrograde. But two of them have Venus going normal, and one of them has Venus retrograde
mm-hmm.
in the chart. Is that going to affect them in any way?
Well, you know, a couple things that kind of bother me here, if you want to know the truth, is that the moon wobble is starting.
Uh-huh.
And the moon wobble actually is starting pretty much this week, which means that we're pretty much into the moon wobble period now, and it will last, it'll peak actually on the 9th of June, and then be over pretty much by the 16th of June, which means new beginnings for people now, including moon wobble and four planets retrograde besides Venus. Actually, you'll have Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto with Venus retrograde after the 23rd, pushing toward the peak of the moon wobble. There's a lot of disappointments on major new beginnings. Like, you wouldn't want to release, you know, I'm going to be interested to see what movies are released in the summer during the moon wobble and the five retrogrades with Venus included, because Mercury is also going to go retrograde in June. Mercury goes retrograde, I believe, right around the end of this month, the 31st. So we're going to have six planets retrograde with the moon wobble, and that's why if they're going to get a business going, they should probably do it today before we get into this moon wobble vibration, which will pretty much be into it by tomorrow. Let me calculate this. 21 days from June the 9th. From June the 9th would be 12 days... 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Okay, so the moon wobble really begins Around the 19th of May.
19th of May.
So they should probably get their duff going and get it going now before Venus and goes retrograde and the moon goes wobble. My advice, okay?
Okie dokie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
You're welcome. Now, the moon wobble, what happens to the moon wobble, what that is when the sun moves into conjunction to, in square to, or in opposition to the north node of the moon. It happens, as you know, four times a year. It's 3 weeks approach and 1 week passing. So it's a four-month aspect. So 4 months out of the year, we are in moon wobble. And as you know, I tried to form a relationship once during a moon wobble, and I proved it worked because the relationship blew up like a bubble and popped. It was very disappointing. So I did find that new beginnings like buying houses, cars, forming relationships, falling in love, and starting businesses can create a lot of disappointments, letdowns, setbacks, and postponements. So get those projects off the ground now, this week, if you can. Let's go to Steve on line 8, the Sag with Aquarius rising. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Farley. How are you?
Real good.
Great topic today. It's like a boost every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a general question, but I've got to ask something personal.
Why don't you ask them both?
Okay. Generally, when you want to manifest something, if somebody wants to manifest, you said, you know, like you said, and I've read, we create our own world, basically. How do you go about doing that? I mean, what do? Meditations, treatments, or?
Well, it's hard work to manifest something. It's a discipline. It takes a lot of exercise. A lot of times it will mean writing original affirmations every day over and over again or saying them into a tape recorder. A lot of times it'll mean sitting back and using your visualization process where you finally believe something is actually possible, because there's a part of us inside of us that has this no way attitude. So you kind of have to overcome the no way attitude and then kind of manifest, you know, believe in miracles instead.
Right.
And if your mind is strong enough and your willpower is strong enough and you have enough stick-to-itiveness where you can keep manifesting what you want, then it can overcome some of the negative manifestations that other people in your life, you know, there's always people out there that are saying, ah, that'll never happen, or you could never do that, or that's, you know, forget it, long shot, you know. And what you want to do is you have to affirm your own life and manifest positive energy in your own life to overcome some of their negative criticism and such.
It's just a lot of discipline. I'm just doing it daily then.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I said I wanted to be president, you know, of the United States. And, you know, that my dad was the one that was going, oh, right. You know, I said, thanks a lot, Dad. Yeah. I prefer having a father going, yeah, you could be president. Yeah, I want to see my mom's going, he could make it. You know, even though there's a side of me that will go, well, I doubt if he'll ever be president, but still the desire was there, you know, and sometimes you have to overcome that negative block in one's life.
Right, okay.
So you have to tackle it like you would tackle building a house, and you have to be creative about doing things that would help affirm and manifest things positive in your life, and then you have to also pay credence to the God force, plug into God and tie into this power of God and sort of be humble about helping God manifest what you want.
Exactly, okay. And, you know, basically that gets back to my personal question is I've been, for the first time in my life, employment-wise, I've been in limbo since November. And, like, it's almost like I have something drawing me back, telling me, well, just wait, something's developing. So I was wondering if you could see anything in my chart.
What degree is your Aquarius rising?
I wish I could figure that out. It says Aquarius, then it's got 10 and 2, but I guess it's equal how.
10 is above it, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're 10 degrees Aquarius rising. So Pluto is right on your midheaven right now. And it should be totally transforming you, like cocoon to butterfly almost. Do you have a Pisces moon?
How do I tell?
It says M-O-P-I somewhere in your chart.
Okay. Yeah, I've been feeling a lot of changes in my life, you know, spiritually and things. And I've.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but part of this test for you now may be to get into something new age. Because Pluto on the midheaven is a very occult aspect. A lot of times I'd say you're either being groomed to being a gigolo or something in the sexy business with Pluto there, or something very occult and life-saving.
Yeah, that's what that last option.
Yeah. So, you know.
It says M-O-12-P-I-15.
Yeah, so Pluto is trying your moon, and you are shown being a healer and a philosopher in your chart, so maybe it's time for you to get up some courage and confidence and do something with that.
Any suggestions?
Well, you know, like, I take the course of least resistance. Astrology seems to have worked for me. Find out which area of the occult and metaphysics you like, and then start studying it, and eventually the teacher within you should rise.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for your show.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're getting ready to go into the second hour of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Once again, we're here 12 noon to 1 o'clock weekdays, and actually on Tuesday today, 12 noon to 2 o'clock. Of course, we are a public-supported show. Hello, Southern California. Here, smack dab in the middle of the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, Phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM. Tell a friend to listen to the show and help them understand what is going on in the world today, astrologically speaking, and maybe tell someone important, like the editor of a major magazine or a television station, say, hey, producer, why don't you listen to this guy? He's been on the air for a while. He's kind of fun.